This Mortal Boy, written by Fiona Kidman and read by Simon London. Chapter 1. October 1955. If Albert Black sings to himself, he can almost see himself back home in Belfast, the place where he came from. He begins it as a low hum in his head, but the words start tumbling out louder and louder. I am a wee forlorn man, a rattling, roving Irishman. He's not sure what forlorn means, but his da has told him he thinks it's about sorrow, which at this very moment he is feeling. A forlorn man is harmless, just likes a bit of mischief, his dad had said. Shut up, Paddy, a voice shouts, and other voices start clamouring in unison. Shut the shite up, Paddy! I can do all that ever you can, he sings. Shut up! Not really meaning it for him. It's just something to scream about when men are locked in stone cells behind steel doors. They shout and they scream day and night, and their voices are the one thing they have. Their voices that the warders can't control. I can do all that ever you can, for I am a wee forlorn man. The trains that run past the west wing of the prison have been rattling all night. First the express that runs down south, then the goods train, their long banshee wails trailing behind them. The morning train passes, and he raises his voice louder and louder to drown it out. I'm a rattling, roving Irishman. Like it's a yodel now. No, you're not, the man in the next cell calls. You're a no-good 10-pound pom. Why don't you go back where you came from? That's me, Paddy thinks, as he straightens his clothes out as neat as he can, for there are no mirrors in his cell. Neither fish nor fowl as far as these men are concerned. He speaks like an Irishman. He calls himself an Irishman. But he's from that no-man's land that calls itself the United Kingdom. But it's there, Sandy Row, Belfast, the street crowded with shops and life and people going about their business. He's no Colchi. There are said to be 127 shops in the row, although he's never counted them. The corner shop, with all the items of groceries his mam buys to make their tea. The rag shop, the barber's shop. The pubs where his da spent money they didn't have. There's the picture theatre, and the butcher, and the sweet shop, and the stall that sells double-decker candy apples with coconut on top. Funny how you can go from one place to another in the blink of an eye. There's the chance, in the situation he now finds himself, he could be sent to the gallows. He sees himself standing on a platform. The audience waiting for the last act of the play. The platform will actually be a trap door. He will be fit and well, standing up straight. The next minute he'll be down the way, dropped from one level to the next, in a different state, that of the dead. That's what he'll be doing, going from one world to another, his past and his future all rolled into one. All the people in this play will still be alive, but he might not. Who is to know what will happen next?